It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Most state offices will be closed Friday as government employees are temporarily furloughed. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
About 22,000 state workers will not be working, and many won't be paid, on the day after Thanksgiving. That means that many state offices, such as the DMV, will be closed for the day. But essential employees at hospitals and prisons and on the highways will keep working. Governor Jared Polis ordered most employees of the executive branch to take furlough days as a cost-cutting measure during the economic downturn caused by the pandemic. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Targeted quarantines have been part of Colorado's plan to keep students in classrooms since August. The state issued guidelines so schools could send home anyone who spent more than 15 minutes within 6 feet of a person who tested positive for COVID-19. But Chalkbeat's Erica Meltzer says that system started to break down in early November as COVID cases rose again.
School districts lost the ability to do that targeted contact identification, and they were back to having to send much larger numbers of people home. And at the same time, they were doing it more frequently. All these operational and logistical challenges really reached a crisis point for school districts. It's a major reason that superintendents are saying that they have had to move their districts to remote learning.
That's Chalkbeat's Erica Meltzer. Colorado businesses that refuse to comply with restrictions to slow the spread of COVID-19 could lose their licenses. The state health department already can suspend or revoke the licenses of restaurants that don't take steps to avoid spreading diseases like salmonella. Governor Polis says pandemic restrictions are no different. Businesses in Larimer County announced they will ignore the new tightened restrictions, which limit capacity to 25%. Since Monday, more than 230 people in Larimer County have tested positive for coronavirus. Larimer County includes Fort Collins and Loveland, where it's 20 degrees and foggy this morning, 19 in Denver, with mostly sunny skies along the Front Range and highs today near 50. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.